If you spend years emailing someone racial slurs and wishing them dead, is that free speech or a crime? That is the question a jury tackled this week in the trial of a former U.S. diplomat. And today, that jury found him guilty on federal charges for threatening an Arab American group. NPR's Hannah Alam reports.
James Zogby is the president of the Arab American Institute. It's a small nonprofit he co-founded in the 1980s to protect the rights of an estimated 3 million Americans with Arab heritage. Like any civil rights activist, Zogby has gotten his share of hate mail, but none quite like the messages from Patrick Searing.
All Arabs must die. America cleansed of Zogby would be a better America. You should die. That's not language that's free speech. It's just not.
Searing began sending these messages when he worked at the State Department, where he spent 2 decades, including a posting in Lebanon, and they continued after his retirement. In all, he sent more than 700 messages demonizing Arabs in general and blaming Zogby personally for high-profile terrorist attacks. One common refrain? The only good Arab is a dead Arab. Zogby says the repeated references to death terrified his wife Eileen. She put a photo of Searing on the refrigerator among pictures of their grandkids so the family could memorize his face and stay alert.
She would leave the house and see a car parked and then go back in and check, look at the face one more time, go back out and look and see, is that him? You don't know. There are so many instances where a mass shooting occurs and afterwards people say the signs were there, why didn't we take it seriously?
This case is one of many where law is frustrating us.
That's Danielle Citrin, a University of Maryland law professor and one of the nation's leading experts on online harassment. She says hundreds of incidents like this are reported nationwide every year, but only about 30 make it to prosecution. That's partly because the language is often menacing, but lands in a gray area between free speech and criminal threat.
They know that they can push right up to the line and nothing will happen.
Citrin says women and people who belong to marginalized groups, racial and religious minorities, are the main targets of online harassment. And if they seek help from the authorities, it's basically luck of the draw as to whether the case goes anywhere. Unless it's an egregious, felony-level incident, Citrin says, prosecutors are likely to pass.
It's a misdemeanor. I don't feel like I can do it. And that's just a value choice. It just wasn't worth their time.
The Arab American Institute first reported Searing to the FBI more than a decade ago. In 2008, he pleaded guilty to threatening employees and was sentenced to a year in prison. There was a collective sigh of relief at the Institute. Zogby's wife even took Searing's photo off the fridge. But the reprieve didn't last. New emails began arriving just weeks after his probation ended in 2012 and continued for the next 5 years. Maya Berry, the Institute's executive director, says she constantly worries. He lives just a few miles away.
I'm aware of it when I stay late in the office alone and I hear the elevator ding. I'm aware of it in public spaces. I always sat in the back.
At the trial, Searing's own attorneys called the messages racist and disgusting and acknowledged the fear their client caused. But they argued that it was still protected speech, not a crime. Defense attorney Joseph Gonzalez told the jury, no matter how offensive or outlandish, they are opinions. The jury disagreed. Searing was convicted on 14 counts, including 7 federal hate crime charges. The Arab American activists cried and hugged one another as the verdict was read. They hope it'll be the end of a long nightmare, but they know the work they do in this political climate means they're likely to face another harasser someday.
Part of me wonders, who's going to be the next one?
Sentencing is scheduled for August. Searing's attorneys say they plan to appeal. Hannah Alam, NPR News, Washington.